Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.
Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 108, Drive Back, of the Purple Pants Podcast. I serve as your humble and also gracious host, Bryce Isaiah. I hope everyone has had a wonderful three-day weekend, okay, as we drive back to work, as we drive back to our responsibilities. I hope we all enjoyed ourselves. I hope we got to spend some time with the family, got a little vacation in, got to spend some time once with your boo thing, okay, but right now, we driving back to the Purple Pants Podcast. If you have not already, you know the Purple Pants Podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, okay, wherever it is that you get your podcasts from. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, okay? Write a review and give your baby boy some 5 stars, okay? Baby boy just drove back from a nice, unexpected little mini vacation. I went away to Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, which was my first time visiting the Delaware beaches. I'm normally a New Jersey type of beach person. I'm normally a Miami beach type of person. I never really got to spend a lot of time in the Delaware beaches. And it really was a win-win for me because my mom lives literally on the way to the Delaware beaches. She lives about 45 minutes from the Delaware beaches. So I got to spend time with Barb and John. Child, we hung out. We went to this restaurant. And before we had to wait to be seated, we went to the bar. Child, I ain't never been to the bar with my mom and her husband before. Okay, that was an experience. But, you know, I couldn't stay for long because get this. Okay, Sunshine done been invited to a dog party. And my mom and John drove like 2.5 hours, got a hotel room so Sunshine could go to a party. Okay, first of all, growing up, I wasn't really allowed to go to that many parties. And Barb was damn sure not driving me no 2 hours. Okay, she's sending me photos. She bought socks. She bought the dog socks because the dog was going to be in a hotel room and my mom ain't know how they was cleaning the hotel room. I'm going to need somebody from the Purple Pants Posse to let Barb know that Sunshine is a dog and they don't wear socks. So Sunshine then had a whole little birthday party that she had to go to. So my mom and John drove 2 hours and stayed overnight. Anyway, back to my Delaware Rehoboth Beach story. So I went with some friends. I was kind of sort of third wheeling it, but you know, listen, okay, call me a tricycle because I had a great time. But we went to the beach. We went to the beach every day. But on Saturday, we went to like, you know, we were trying to just figure out where the popping beaches was at. So nobody told me that Rehoboth Beach is kind of like the gay beach. Baby, I went up on the beach and I felt like it was a family reunion. All I saw was the girls out, okay? I was like, oh my God. It really was giving me like Miami Beach during Black Gay Pride. There were so many of my family out there. And I was like worried that my friend was going to feel uncomfortable. He was mighty fine and was like just enjoying himself. But it really just like took me back to the sense of like, I don't think I've ever been on a beach before and felt that comfortable just to be like, you know, listen, they was playing Beyonce, it was Beyonce weekend. It just was like an experience for me. Okay. And I'm going to have to say Rehoboth, I'm coming back. Okay. I'm coming back. It was, so Purple Pants Posse, I'm cussing y'all out. Ain't nobody told the baby boy Rehoboth Beach was the girls. Okay. Cause when I tell y'all, baby, and I'm assuming it was the section of the beach that we were on was maybe just like the LGBTQ plus friendly. But baby, I'm going back. I done bookmarked it. Okay. Listen, the men's that was out there, whew, the bodies, baby, I was sucking in my stomach, getting in the water. Okay. Catching people. I'm like riding in the waves. I feel like, ooh, who looking at me? Hello. How are you? You know, okay. Matter gave my number out a couple of times, but listen, I'm single. I could do that. Don't be all in my business. Okay. That's my business. Don't do that. But I really had a great weekend. It was really unexpected. So like, you know, babe, I was just chilling, went out to dinner, went bike riding. It was really fun. I again, like I said, I've never really been to like the Delaware beaches. I'm always like a New Jersey beach type of person. And another thing, so whenever I, for my experience as a black queer man, when we are in large spaces where we are the others, whether it be because I am queer, whether it be because I am black, I always kind of sort of like test the temperature of the areas. Now, I don't know if everyone does this all the time, but for me, this is like my lived experience. And so whenever I'm in a space where I am clearly the minority, and a lot of the times when I go to the shores, like the Jersey Shore, there are only a handful of black people. And I happen to go to the Jersey Shore with the same group of friends that I went to Delaware with. And while we were in the Jersey Shore, I was explaining to them, I'm raised with manners. I'm a polite person. So anytime we would like walk the boardwalk or get up early in the morning and like walk in the New Jersey area, we would walk past large groups of, you know, predominantly white families. And you get this sense of like, I don't want to use the term not welcome, but again, I'm a friendly person. If I walk past someone, even if it's on my own block, hello, good morning, how are you? You know, and the area that I live in Philadelphia is a very diverse area. It's very friendly. You ask Dr. Amanda, okay? Like, you know, our neighborhood is very like, you see people, you speak. So in New Jersey, and I always get this feeling, when you walk by people, they don't speak. They look at you like it's weird. And so I always ask my friends this, sometimes even my white friends, and they're like, I don't really think about things like that. But for me, as a black man of color, I'm always aware. And I always just, you know, my mom raised me to speak. So whenever you're in places where people just don't speak, it just leaves you very uncomfortable. And that's honestly what I get in New Jersey. Now, I have to say, there was a dark difference when I was in Delaware. When I tell you the folks, and again, we were very much the minority there, mostly all the time. We were the only people of color. And the people were, hello, good morning. Like, oh my God. Like, we were actually walking and there was a group of family coming. They had strollers and we just got walked on the street so they could have the sidewalk. The family was like, oh my God, thank you so much. We got so much going. Like, just so different. And I was just like, wow, I've never, and those type of things stand out to me. And we just had a whole conversation about it. And I don't know if anyone listening ever experiences that when you go places, you're unfamiliar. Like if you ever kind of test the waters out by just a simple hello, or whether or not people look at you, or whether or not when you're walking on the same street as them, they grab their purse, or like, you know, or the woman will move to the inside. Like, you know, just little stuff that for me happens all the time in my everyday life that I'm just so conditioned to it. But I noticed things like that. And I just have to say the climate, I felt very comfortable in Delaware. And I was just like, okay, Delaware, I'm gonna have to be back. I'm gonna have to bring Barb. But I'm just curious, Purple Pants Posse, if you guys ever experience anything like that, or when you go places, do you ever test the temperature? Do you ever feel like unwelcomed? Like, I don't know. Do they make you want to drive back? But yeah, so that was just kind of sort of my experience. Let me know to my people that's out in Delaware or go to the Delaware beaches, or if you've been to New Jersey beaches, you know what they give at times. But I'm really excited for this week's episode. I got a nice juicy episode for you. You know, I got the church announcements, and then we have Jatia back. Okay, fresh out of House Hunters. She is reporting The Real Housewives of Potomac. Okay, we got three episodes to cover, and this is a Purple Pants Premonitions week. We've got Gangsta Gurry back on the building with us, and you know we got Freak of the Week. So listen, without further ado, ain't no need to drive back, okay? Because I'm giving you the church announcements. And on this week's church announcements, if you don't know already, if you haven't seen last week, my brother and I, Wendell, broke the internet. We announced Baby Bryce and Wynn Presents The Return is back. We are throwing a watch party in New York City for the premiere of season 41. We are so excited. You know, we released the tickets and practically in a day, okay? Practically in a day, the tickets have sold out, okay? So listen, if I'm telling you this now, you might be a little too late. We got some tickets left. I think the VIP tickets are the only tickets that are left, but I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for always supporting any and everything that I do, and I am so excited. So yes, we are throwing a watch party. We're trying to keep it safe, okay? Due to the New York mandate, you have to show your vaccination card in order to enter the venue, but we are so excited. Listen, 41 is back. Survivor is back. I'm ready to wet my whistle Wednesdays, okay, and scream for some survivors. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, please click the link in my bio or Wendell's bio and get your tickets. Now listen, I know I said it's sold out, okay, but you know I gotta look out for the Purple Pants posse. So listen, I want to give a pair of tickets, well actually two pair of tickets. So one pair of tickets I want to give away to some of my listeners that listen, I haven't figured out what I'm gonna do or how I'm gonna do it, but maybe if you just DM me and say, baby boy, me and my friend want to come, I might just bless you. But listen, to my New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania fans, Wendell and I are looking for a photographer. So baby, if you could take them photos, and you know baby boy is very particular about how my photos come out, you gotta get the right angle, okay? I gotta make sure I'm sucking in my stomach. I gotta make sure I'm posing for you right, okay? If you can take amazing photos and you can show me some of your work, okay, DM the baby boy or email me at purplepantspodcast@gmail.com. I'd love for you to come to the event and take some photos. Also, if you are a videographer, okay, you can make some amazing videos. You could take some amazing clips and put it together for us and like a caption or a reel that we can use. That would be amazing. So listen, if you're a photographer or you're a videographer, okay, and you want to come to the watch party and show your talents off, hit me in the email, purplepantspodcast@gmail.com. I got a ticket for you to come to the Bryce and Wynn Presents. Also, I got two other tickets I want to give away to the posse. So listen, if you're listening, okay, email your boy. And that is this week's church announcements. We back, okay? It ain't no drive back because we going forward. Now let's get into the menu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's a man who, it's a man you. Me and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew. It's a man who, it's a man you. Me and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew.
And we are back this week. Okay, we about 3 weeks out. But listen, nevertheless, we are here with the new Chicago home on the Chicago home owner.
Okay? Yes, back again.
The star of HGTV's House Hunter herself, Miss Jatia Hart Taylor. Welcome back to the podcast.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm super excited. If you guys don't know what Bryce is referring to, I was on House Hunters with my hubby and my cute kids, who may interrupt at any time. But really, I'm just trying to like get Wendell to want to work on my house. So if you guys could send him that message that his carpentry skills are needed over here.
Yes, we are here for it. So yes, we watched the episode. You know, I was a fan, so I was not a fan of the super modern home. I was really a fan of the first home that had the rental property. I was here for it. I was here for the Silver Fox. He wants to sell me a home. He can.
And you're funny. He is very cute.
Yes.
He's and like one of those people who were like gangly, like when they were young, but then grew very, you know, like
what's gangly mean?
Like real skinny and awkward and stuff like that. And then like as a man blossomed in, you know, to his features. I think he's very handsome.
Yeah. No, I think your realtor is very handsome. He can sell me a coach house. Yes. But you decided to go with the older home, with the coach house, with the rental property, with the staircase. I was loving it. I felt like it was a happy medium for you and Graham, because you know Graham want that income.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, I love my house and my men mature. So I need you to bring some value and some you know, sense of being. You've been there, you've done that.
Well, you know me.
You're willing to do it with me and for me. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Houses, well, listen, men.
I don't mind. My house is modern and I don't mind a young buck. Okay. So listen, but yes. So how is the home? I'm assuming are you recording from the podcast closet?
Absolutely. Of course I am. Yes. From my cloffice, as I like to call it, my closet office. Yes. Okay. It has a desk right in front of the window that's retractable. So when I need runway room or backdrop room. So a lot of the my very funny stories on my Insta are shot in this hair cloffice.
Oh, okay. Here for it. So congratulations on the home.
Thank
congratulations
you.
On the HGTV star. Okay. You was hilarious. It was very much the Tia from Kagyan. Okay. What you see on TV is definitely what you get.
Right.
Now, we got some business to take care of.
Yes.
We got 3 episodes to unpack, which I really feel like it's really just one long episode. And it's really
They really tried to stretch it, because I feel like, damn, we've spent 3 episodes pretty much in Williamsburg.
4, really. I really would say we almost spent like 4 episodes in Williamsburg.
Wow.
And this was the big where we know Giselle had talked to Ashley about the possible rumors. And, you know, I didn't really feel like it was from a malicious place. And, you know,
you have nothing poor to say about
I mean, I do think it is. So there's a lot to unpack. So I do think
let's unzip it then.
Ciao. I like to hear my mature men say that too. But Listen, so Ashley arrived with her breast milk, and you know, we already know the tensions were high.
Y'all gonna get off this woman breast milk. Okay, that is liquid gold. That is sustainability at its finest. Okay.
Okay, so she came with her liquid gold. We already know that Wendy and Giselle tensions were high the night before. Giselle had questioned like the change, okay? Not to do what you showing your body, but there definitely is a change. She never said she did not have substance. Just want to make that clear. So tensions between Giselle and Wendy were already high. Ashley took Wendy to the side and said, hey, Wendy, you know, there are rumors circulating about your husband. And from there, Wendy went up. I really feel like the way that Ashley preferenced, am I saying that right? Preferenced it? No, preference it. Preference.
Preface.
Oh, prefaced.
Prefaced.
Prefaced. The conversation was, you know, very shady list. And Bae, what Cardi say? If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck. Bae, Wendy Zenwin was on 1,000. She came back out cussing and fussing. And I, for me, honestly,
I tell you, I don't understand those lyrics. I don't get it. Like, if it's up, it's up, it's up, it's stuck. What? Explain it to me, please.
If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck, okay? It's, you know, if it's going up, it's going up. It ain't coming back down. And that's where Zenwin was. And Zenwin, it really felt like Zenwin all season has been looking for this moment. She wants this, like, I really felt like she was looking for this moment. And, you know, she, don't you come for my family. And just, and here's the thing, and because I've talked about this with my friend Sarah, and Wendy
what
was
Sarah
coming.
Got to say, Wendy, Sarah has something good to say, not like you. Like, what is it?
Wendy was coming for Giselle's neck. And a lot of the times my critique with Giselle is that, like, you know, in your confessionals, you are spicy bricey, but in person, you don't bring that same energy. However,
that's because she's had people, like, I don't think she's very quick on her feet.
No, that's Karen. No, Karen is very quick on her feet, but Karen, she likes to get the catch phrase from the girls and bring them to the show, and they don't always be working. But no, I would say in a back and forth spar, Giselle is not the best. However, during this spar, when Wendy was going very low, I had to tip my hat off to Giselle, because first of all, some of the things that Wendy was saying was like, you don't even have a relationship to, like, you, she just was going low. And for me, if you go low, I'm gonna go right low with you and I'm gonna cuss you out. I really felt like it took poise for Giselle not to entertain it, because it's like she could have gave her what she wanted and they could have went back and forth. Giselle was sipping on her low,
her whiskey juice. I honestly think that Giselle is just not quick enough to think of something. No, I honestly think, I think that if she had it in her, she would. You can have your all you want to, but that's my opinion. I don't think that she's quick enough to come back at them. So that's why I think she just thinks to sit there with the blank face.
I just felt like she was an adult and did not, she didn't gaslight Wendy. She just let Wendy have her thing. And even at that time, Robin was like, I'm curious, like, what is it that you are so upset about? And Bae Bae, Zenwin's target went on Robin. And Robin was like, you don't even have a real relationship. And that sent Robin to Tinsy, like, well, girl, I don't have no beef with you. Why are you coming for me? I'm not taking sides. I'm just asking you in the group, since you want to be coming for my bestie, like, what is it that you are so upset about? And Zenwin came for Giselle and Robin. And listen, Robin was quick on her feet, and Robin was giving Wendy what she wanted.
Okay, Robin was funny, and really, that's the one I'm more mad about, because, like, yeah, she went really low with Robin, and, you know, I felt like Robin was quick on her feet. Robbie can come back at it, and I don't know. I think old girl Zenwin just be seeing red and just be going for the jugular, and I'm like, girl, you are on this TV show, and this is what y'all do. Like, literally, if y'all did not do this, there would be no
there
show.
Be, and so this is my whole thing. So then we got a Karen confessional. Karen was like, everyone knew about the blogs, but of course, Messy Giselle had to bring it to the table, and I'm just like, you are on The Real Housewives. Do you think your husband being in the blogs, and again, like, that's why they even said Ashley would be the best person to bring it to Wendy, because it's like, we know Ashley and Michael been all over the blogs with men, women, and, you know, hotels, at the gay clubs, all over the place. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, if you're on The Real Housewives, like, what did you expect? And so that's why I just feel like with Wendy, it's like, girl, I feel like your gripe with Giselle is, if you were really my girlfriend, you would have brought this to me privately. And so I 100% agree with that. I do feel like Giselle could have brought it to her privately. However, I also feel like you're on The Real Housewives, okay? How can you not expect the women to talk about it? Like, it's just like, girl. So
that's what this whole freaking show is about. So yeah,
right.
I don't know. I guess maybe she was like, you know, this is one of the things that should not have been.
Girl, you want a storyline. You want this moment so bad, honey. You trying to get it from the ladies, but baby, the moment is coming from Eddie. Now, also, let me drop some tea that one of my Instagram pages then gave me was that around the time of this episode that it aired, it looked like Eddie had went on an unfollowing spree of about 400 pages he unfollowed. However, the blog site that I follow, they were saying some of the people that he did not follow or unfollow was a lot of these Instagram girls, a lot of these girls.
Okay, with that, come on well, now.
Let me just say, he was following a lot of the busty women and a lot of the big booty women. And it just leads me to believe that where there's smoke, there may be fire. And it's like now all of a sudden, Zen Wind is busty Zen Wind and got a big old booty. If your husband like a certain type, that's all I'm going to say.
It's a whole bunch of black men. Like, I don't know what a black man, it's not that I don't know, but there are lots of black men who follow the Instagram girls.
I'm just saying.
And look at your little blog. You sent me that blog. That was
I did, and you didn't comment on it.
Because it was trash.
And I sent you the eyes emoji too. But it's cool because you don't like to comment on stuff like that. But if I send you Giselle stuff, then you got a lot to say. So then I thought it was hilarious. And then also Mia, let's just.
I'm
getting tired of Mia. I'm getting tired of her giving me Cynthia Bailey.
Right, Boneyard Carrion. What's her name?
Flip Flop Sheree.
Yes. So because she doesn't have that much of a storyline, and I just thought it was interesting because now we are seeing her storyline with her and her mom.
Yes,
and I really appreciated that more than anything.
100% for sure. We can get into the mom, but I just think it's very interesting that like when Giselle was like, after they had went back to the guest house and other girls were there, they were basically, Giselle was like, I bet Wendy is crying on Karen's shoulder. And sure enough, Zen Wynn was shedding tears like, he's such a good man. He's such a good man. He doesn't deserve this. Okay. And then, you know, Giselle was saying like, maybe she's not strong enough to be on here. And baby, the tea that Mia brought back to them was Giselle said, this B is weak. So it's like, come on, Zen. Come on, Mia. But
she botched that big time. So I'll say that.
It
really calls into question her reliability to relay information. So yes, you're going to be carrying bones, baby. You got to carry the right bones. You can't be bringing, you're supposed to be bringing human remains and you got dog bones and shit. Like, you got to get your stuff together. Come on.
No. But since we are on Mia, this recent episode, she had her mom on and she's...
What you typing? What you doing? You trying to bring up a clip, a sound clip? I feel like that's what you're doing on me.
I have my pen, my trusty little pen. It's my anxiety pen. And you know, again, I love these type of storylines. I love when any of the shows that I watch, they go deeper than a surface level. And you know, my social work kind of kicks in. Mia revealed to us early on that she was removed from her mother's care. And so she says that she doesn't really have a very good relationship with her mom, and she wants to kind of like embark on having a deeper conversation with her mom. However, she does not want to trigger her mom. Her mom just got out of rehab, and so she was nervous about bringing these type of things up. Now, my first red flag to this like meetup with her mom was, if your mom just got out of rehab, okay, and you are nervous about having a conversation with her, should y'all be drinking? Should y'all be drinking limoncello? Yeah. Like, that for me was like, okay. And then also, you know, my mental health background, you know, my family work, she starts, the mom, and mind you, first of all, the mom was very real. And the mom reminded me of Ashley's mom first season. Now, Ashley's mom to me now is very Hollywood, and like, you know, she knows what to give. But in the beginning, when Michael was paying that rent and her mom was kind of sort of a mess, she was giving us very raw her. And that's what Mia's mom was doing. I felt like she shared some of us things of like, when Mia was growing up, she said to me, like, I would say to myself, I can't stand you because you remind me a lot of your father.
Look, let me tell you something. People don't like to admit that, but like, this is why it is so important about who you choose to have children with, because that's half of them for the rest of your life. Like, so
Mia's mom said, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I know people, like, you're not supposed to admit that, but I feel like there are people who feel resentful of their children because they don't like the other parents.
No, right. And it was very awkward. And then Mia went right into like, well, what did my dad do? And so another red flag for me during this conversation was her mom very clearly said, I don't want to go down this road.
And then for her to share that on TV, it was like emotion porn, you know?
Right. It's just like, so when you're talking to G, you're saying you don't want to trigger your mom. And here your mom is setting very clear boundaries, like, I don't really want to talk about that right now. But she pressed on, and, you know, the mom shared that, you know, the father is what got her into drugs. She also shared about the incident in which Mia got removed. And I also, you know, there's been a lot of people online that say that, you know, I live in the comments, because for me, that's just, I love to just see what people are saying. And a lot of people always comment on Mia's skin. They say she has really bad skin. And I don't know if this is the reason, but, you know, she had second and third degree burns from her dad. I don't know whether or not he was using, having another woman in the home. The mom went to work, and, you know, Mia was cooking on the stove by herself. She's not old enough to remember, but you was yet cooking and had oatmeal burnt on her face. And so it was just like, I just felt like the mom was giving us really raw and being very vulnerable with us. And I also couldn't help but notice that the more deeper the story got, and again, I feel like this is very shady of Bravo, they always would zoom in on the mom drinking the limoncello. Like, you know, like she was like,
I didn't even catch on to that. But I feel like all the stuff her mama shared could have been shared over like the rest of the season. Like, oh my goodness. It was just so much. Like, it just made me feel for her. It made me feel for the mom. It made me feel for her dad too. Honestly, like, it was just, I don't know. It was real damn heavy.
It was a lot. And I don't know if you got this, but I got that Mia was very surface level with it. Like, I don't feel like Mia got deep with it. I feel like she just brushed it under the rug. And again, I, you know, from a family, you know, child welfare perspective, I do agree it's great for them to talk about it, but I just felt like Mia was not diving deep, and
well,
I felt
so
like her mom was
thing.
Pouring into her.
I feel like that wasn't the place for it anyway.
Well, I don't feel like
this was something you could like, be barefoot on the couch with a therapist or at home where you could freely talk about this, not in a freaking restaurant. You know, like, I don't know. So I felt like, I understand what you're saying. Like, the conversation should have had more reverence and space to have that and to hold its own, and it didn't. But I mean, like, I don't think this conversation should have been held where it was. I don't think it should have been shown.
I don't think it should have been Bravo at all.
It's not because it's a very deep conversation, and I don't think they gave it its respect.
No, not at all. Not at all. And not with a limoncello. Like, I just felt
not with a limoncello. That's a brown liquor conversation. Okay. At least. Ooh, okay.
Not the brown liquor, girl.
That is a brown liquor conversation. Okay. If you're going to get deep and spill it deep deeps, you know, like.
So, sorry. Yeah. No, another thing. So back to Zenwyn. So Zenwyn is back home with Eddie and they're having this conversation. And Wendy's like, I've shared with you some of the things that the girl said. And during this conversation, and again, I ain't coming for nobody marriage. I ain't got no man. I can't get nobody to text me back consistently. So I'm not coming for Zenwyn's relationship, but I know enough about red flags that. So during this conversation, y'all, you know, Eddie was saying how hurt he was, which he had every right to be. You know, you're anybody that is questioning your character, any of that. And then he goes into this story about, we know last season how Eddie and Wendy are from Nigeria. They both have like Nigerian parents. They have revealed to us that they're very strong minded. They want things their way. And ultimately, they kind of sort of sided with Wendy's mom. And so Eddie doesn't really have a relationship with his parents. And so he was saying, like, you know, they know everything that we've been through, and you know, and you know, like, what, you know, for us to even be together, and why, like, why would they bring that to this, like, knowing how much it took for us to be together? Why would I be out here in the streets doing that? It just don't make sense. That don't make sense. Now here's what I'm gonna say. For, and this is why, now granted, everything that he's saying, yes, it makes sense, but listen, a dog gonna be a dog no matter what. So it don't matter how much y'all went through to get through whatever. If you gonna cheat, you gonna cheat. And so for me, I just felt like that narrative that, like, I don't know, I felt like he was trying to give us the poor him story. And I feel like that was like a curveball. You get what I'm saying? Like, you feel like he's like, why, what? We did all of this to be together. Why would I be out here in the street? Well, why would anybody cheat? Why, like,
so I think that, yeah, what he got to say ain't got nothing to do with whether I think that's the truth or not. Because, I mean, what else was he going to say? Like, first of all, ain't nobody thinking about what you went through when they talk about you. They talk about you, okay?
Right.
So you could just save that. And just because y'all went through a whole bunch don't mean you're not cheating.
Right.
Not saying that he is, but like,
but if you gonna cheat, it don't matter the circumstances. People cheat on their wives on their like deathbeds. People cheat on their wife when they give birth. Like, just because your parents didn't come, like, for me, that was just like a
That didn't make me feel one way or the other. I thought that was just him. Like, of course, what are you supposed to say? But I think honestly, both of them need to stop caring so much about what other people say. That's it. Point blank, period. Like, who cares?
For me, I'm mad. For me, it's just giving, like, dragging out your storyline. You just want this, like, you, she, for me,
I think, like, Wendy was, like, seriously mad. And, like, I would have felt better about it if you were, like, mad for TV. Be mad for TV, because that's your business.
What
don't be
what
mad
she
in
is.
Real life.
And mind okay. you, she doing all of these interviews, coming for Giselle and all of this. And my thing is, like, what I really feel like Wendy is gearing up for the reunion. Because we all know, anyone that watches The House Wives, they make a lot of the decisions whether or not they're going to bring somebody back. Like, I feel like it's two things. It's like what you gave during the season and if you bring it during the reunion. And I feel like Wendy is just gearing up to go toe to toe. She want to take Monique place at the reunion.
Hey, can I ask, okay, what do we feel about the Grand Dame getting into the candle business?
Oh, let's talk about it. So we know early on in the season, Wendy wanted to, she got Happy in this and she got Boo and Tay. and you know, all of a sudden, you know, she doesn't want to be a professor anymore. She wants to go into the candle line. And so she goes to Karen for advice. Now, what I think is so shady about Bravo. So we know that Karen gave her some advice. And then we know at the end of that episode, Child Mia dropped 3 candles. Okay. Before Karen or Wendy. Now,
are they single wick or triple wick?
I think they are. They are the like the small triple wick.
Oh, okay. Because you know those are totally different.
Yes.
Markets.
Okay. Totally different markets, and they're for a larger room. So when Karen is getting sworn in as the ambassador to Surrey County, okay, she had all the four people there.
Surrey represent.
Okay. And I thought, so at the end of it, Ray got up there, and which I just thought was, again, awkward. Ray was like, did you tell him the other thing? Did you tell him the other thing? Like, first of all, tell who? These three people? I'm sure the three people here already know. So she goes, the LaDom is expanding into, now what do they call it? Home care? Not home care. What do you call it when you go into like
home goods?
Home goods. Okay. And she was like, and we're dropping a candle. And instantly, you know, Bravo pans to Wendy.
Zooms on Zen.
And Wendy has a questionable face. Now, what is even more shady, what I loved what Bravo did is they even took us back to when Wendy asked Karen about the candles. And the look, we would have never noticed it in that actual episode, but the look that Karen gave in that moment was like, ooh, I'm coming out with candles too.
So, you know, Karen could have said that, but I mean, she didn't have to. It would have been a courtesy, but she didn't.
She didn't have. I ain't mad at, look at
you
me.
You ain't got to love.
I ain't mad at Karen. You don't got to reveal your cards to all of these heifers. Okay. So I'm mad at that. So that was interesting as well. But now let me ask you this. Do you think she was really working on candles, or do you think Wendy inspired her?
Ooh, that is hard. I don't know. I can see it as a natural next step because candles are pretty. They're a next step
from what? Perfume, wigs to candles.
Okay, you're right. Damn, I hate saying that. All right, I don't know.
I think now mind you, just because we've heard about the Grand Dame, I think that
I hope not.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and I'm gonna give Karen the benefit of the doubt. I feel like Karen has a team. What's that white guy name who always be in the I feel like she has a team, and I feel like there are, and I feel like Karen has like not a vision board, but like, you know, a board of things. And I feel like candles could have possibly been on there.
I think candles are like low threshold to entry. Like, it's not hard to do a candle. It's not hard to get a candle made or shipped or, you know, marketing. So,
right. I agree. And I think that it was on the board, but I think when Wendy said that she was coming out with a candle, I think that Karen, like, she got busy to work. And again, I feel like, don't you feel like you all about sisterhood and you all about lifting Wendy up when Giselle is tearing her down? You don't think you could have gave your sister a heads up about your three-wick candle sister, Karen?
Okay, so yeah, that was a little shady, but you know what? I wouldn't have told nobody about my candles neither, because like,
but you all about women empowerment and you all about building the girls up and you want to be here for a resource. You don't feel
well.
Like,
that's why Zen Wen was one of her plus two, and she was one of the first to hear about it.
Now let's pivot a little. Okay.
Pivot.
You know, everybody like a little benefit. You know, people get benefits from other people. People benefit from their relationships. They benefit from their marriages.
I knew you would see. That was the typing in the background.
Oh. 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 Okay. Benefit is Miss Candace's new single. Now, mind you.
Oh, God. I see. This is, you talking about, that's my anxiety pen. That's you typing it, clickety clacking, and trying to, I knew it.
Listen, so I be liking Candace's little singles. I ain't even going to hate.
The 3 second clip I heard of it was fine.
Benefits, I think it's a little jam. We're going to have to see. But I also think it's interesting because I guess last episode, so not the current episode that we just watched this week, but last episode, at the end of it, they showed like the mid-season teaser, like, you know, the rest of the season, like all of the other juicy stuff. And so a lot of the girls have been doing press junkets. We've seen Wendy. There's been a lot of Wendy. Hasn't really been a lot of Giselle, but it's been a lot of Wendy. And Wendy, you know, going in on Miss Giselle. We've seen a lot of Karen and, you know, Karen doing her regular old stomping on Giselle. However, in some of the press junkets that I have seen of Candace, Candace has been really going in on Giselle. So I'm interested to see what really happens to their relationship throughout the rest of the season. Now, we know that when they were at this table, when Robin was sharing about how what Juan was saying, you know, when they kind of were asking Wendy about the sudden changes, Candace also came up in that conversation. And again, I feel like they're hating on Giselle because I felt like Giselle gave Candace sound advice. Giselle was like, I don't really know how I feel about Chris not working and being your manager. It's really riding the coattails. And I feel like it must have strung a chord because, of course, you know, Karen, Escala, and Wendy all brought
struck.
It back up.
Struck.
Okay, struck. What did I say? Strike.
Strung, but that's all right. You got the strut. You got the strut part.
It's a strong strut strike. It hit a chord because
boom.
It seems like in her confessionals, Miss Candace is throwing a lot of shade to Giselle. And we see in a her and Chris talking, and she says what Giselle says. And I just also feel like. You're married, I'm not.
I'm listening for this one. Go ahead.
I feel like everything your girlfriends say about your partners, I don't feel like you always need to bring it to your partners.
Absolutely. Correct.
Because then it like creates this
You're supposed to cut them out and not let them in on it.
Right. You know, but so she brought it to Chris, and you know, Chris is just like, he obviously feels some type of way. However, the optics are, like Miss Dorothy say, Dorothy don't like Chris in the finances. And so we really get to see he's allegedly managing her. However, while he's managing her, and she's got these videos coming up for drive back. You know you got that drive back. Hold on, wait.
There you go. See, that's the clicky clack in the background.
Yeah.
Get to the chorus. Where we at? How do I?
Drop back. Okay. Right back. So anyway.
Anyway. So I think that like the only thing that she could have possibly said to him was, Giselle said something about you, but I handled it. Don't you worry about it. Like, that's what you're supposed to, like, you're supposed to, I cussed the hell out. You're supposed to ride for your husband. And also, if you bring that to your husband, you're supposed to be like, but babe, I know that's not true because I know you hold it down for me.
She kind of just proved the point. Like, she proved Giselle's point, in my opinion.
I think she could have handled it differently. And then, separate from that, if he is not handling what he needs to do, then you do need to separate that because nothing is more important than your relationship, and you can get somebody else to manage your career. You can't get somebody else to be your husband.
Well, you can,
but like, and not keep the one you got. So your relationship is the most important. This is supposed to be the most important relationship in your life. So other things need to take a backseat.
So my just thing is, if he's supposed to be managing, you got these videos, and on this episode, Bravo showed three different engagements where Chris coulda, shoulda, woulda been there. He wasn't. She's got these videos coming up, and he booked.
He'd have been fired. He'd have been fired. That event. Straight up fired.
And not nothing. And not, you know, you want a husband, you're so bad. Honestly, I think who would be the best manager for you, Candace? You know where I'm about to go with this. Dorothy would get you a number one.
Dorothy would be Chris Jenner.
I mean, but granted,
you would really be driving back.
Okay. You be driving back to that other house that's still furnished. You know, I'm just mind my business on that. So it lays the seed. I feel like this conversation that she has with Chris, because then it kind of sort of like they get into a fight because Chris want to go play golf because, you know, he got to do his stuff and, you know, Candace's stuff, and he need a little time for himself. But I'm just confused because the last time we seen you, Chris, it was about 11 o'clock and you was drinking some alcohol. So it seemed like you had a lot of time on your hands anyway. But
I think this might be just a little bit too much for him. And like, just, I don't think she should have put that pressure on him. But you know what? I hope they work it out.
So do I.
They're a great couple. It was pretty damn entertaining watching them trying not to cuss each other out and like muttering under their breath. That was pure comedy to me.
The shade for me was when Chris walked out and Candace had to pay.
Well, she making the money. You know, he asked for the allowance so he could pay the bill, but she ain't get it to him. So clearly then he was...
So I was like, which leads us to the climax of this episode, which for me, it's like, listen, Bravo, if you listening, we tired of y'all running the previews for the next episode. Okay. And you give us all this juiciness and then the last 58 seconds of the episode. I mean, for all of this, we could just watch the preview. Like, I just get confused. Yeah. However, you know, Giselle, it's Robin's birthday. You know, Giselle is seeking a life coach. And, you know, Robin, Giselle wants to celebrate her while the grand dame is picking out her wedding dress. I ain't never seen nobody pick out a wedding dress at the location that you're going to have your wedding.
Yeah, I thought that was a little interesting. And I agree that they're going to need to zhuzh up the outside.
Yeah, it was given very much straight. You know whose wedding it was reminding me of? Candy Burbage from Atlanta. Okay, because she definitely got married outside of a strip club, or not a strip mall.
Yeah.
Candy's wedding was tacky. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't like anything of it. Like, I mean, I like the theme. And mind you, this is like random. This is like Atlanta 4 years ago. I really like Candy's. I mean, I liked a lot of the thought process into it, but it was just too much. It wasn't cohesive for me, but. While they are looking for dresses and I guess, you know, getting the place ready, Mia says, and again, Mia is so shady, like, yeah, so I got a message from Giselle and I noticed you guys were on there. And then Bravo pulls up the screenshot and it's like Mia six heart eyes. Oh my God, I can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. That was interesting, to say the least. And I thought it was a little shady that she was like, yeah, I don't know. She's not doing a good job of like playing the, I don't know. She presents one way and be like, she had like, she'd be going hard and be like, I told them. Da, 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 da. And then that person comes around and be like, oh no, hard eyes. No emoji. I think you have a great soul. I'm like, girl, bye.
Yeah, not at all. But the one thing I will say is, but to this point, whatever side that she's playing, she still is Team Karen. And I think that she makes it very clear. So Giselle is throwing Robin a birthday party. She invites Escala. She invites Ashley. She invites Candace. And who else? Robin and herself. Also, just want to note at this dinner, Giselle had a new wig on, and I felt like Giselle's outfit should be meeting the Jatia standard.
Well, I'll tell you this. It must have, because I don't remember off the top of my head what she had on, because I
convenient.
Will always... No, I will. I'm just saying it must have been nice, because it
maybe
did not
you
stand
should.
Out.
But see you, I'm turning right okay, back. Maybe you need to bust a U and turn it right back on. Giselle was slaying for the girls.
You know what? See, this is, I broke out my zipper and now you are just like going overboard. Oh my God. Okay, whatever. You got that one. Okay. I'll bless a Yui.
And okay. If you need to drive back, we can. Okay.
I'll give her this one. She gets a pass on this one. It was not hideous.
Thank you. Her makeup was on point. The hair was on point. So anyway, they quickly, once all the girls get there, they really start talking about, oh, so Karen has sent a message through Mia. Child, it was like Karen sending a message to Mia is almost like our postal service during the COVID time. You ain't going to get it. Okay. You might as well just drive it back now. And I think that the Grand Dame is taking the high road and basically saying, like, listen, I will dead all of this. Ooh, maybe, well, shouldn't say dead all of this. Oh. Let's use another term.
Right, because I was about to say, because you are insulting her family.
Okay, she's saying if she can at least acknowledge that using death in the same sentence about referring to Ray hurt her children, she should be able to get over it. Now, in the same token, I feel like it's just like, okay, you bringing that up from 6 years ago, but you don't want to say the stuff that you said about Jamal, whether it be true or not, it affected Giselle's young children. But anyway, she sent a message to Mia saying, tell Giselle if she can acknowledge that, we can get over it. So, you know, the whole Karen Wendy situation comes up. And for whatever reason, Candace has a hard on for Ashley. I don't know. It's just a continuation of last season. It's really like, just basically say, the girl wrote a statement against you, and so all this season, you're not willing to forgive her, and you just want to come at her at any chance that you get. And I will stick by you, and I support you. However, what I definitely was not feeling, Candace, was the body shaming on Ashley, especially knowing that she just had. Now, I will say, child, when she said, and you brought your wide body, I did chuckle a little bit because I was like, ooh.
I mean, it's a term that is, first of all, often used in the African American community as an insult. You know, narrow behind, wide behind, all that kind of stuff. I did not appreciate that at all. I don't understand what the hell Candace got, but like, she always is like saying something about Ashley and her motherhood, and I don't appreciate it. Like, yeah, with your boobie, with your titty milk, blah blah. Yeah, she's breastfeeding. That's beautiful. Fuck off, okay? Because you're jealous. Let's be honest.
And child, and hope you don't blow up when you have your child and expect people to give you grace, because you know Ashley is a petty one.
Yeah, petty, I just petty, thought petty. That I didn't appreciate it, because not only that, but like, she trying to raise a child, okay? You need a manager.
Okay.
If somebody would have had a child, well, you know, 40 years ago, you could have, your career could have been together instead of using your husbandger. So let her raise the next generation. Okay. And you support it, honey.
Yeah. I wasn't feeling that. And then you jumping on the train and you saying Giselle and Robin is body shaming Wendy. Look at you body shaming Ashley. Yeah. I didn't appreciate that. It was very mean spirited. And you can like clearly see it got to Ashley. I was like, yeah, that I didn't like that. It didn't feel good. And so, of course, those are the previews that we saw, and that's all that we saw. Then it's to be continued.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, they left us hanging big time on that one. I was like, that is the reason why I was like rubbing my hands about this episode, was the wide booty. And they knew what they was doing with that. Come on.
It get old, Bravo. Y'all need to drive it back, okay? Drive back.
I'm so glad you didn't play it. Thank you. You have a lovely singing voice.
Pumping brakes is not gonna play it.
I thought if I told you that, you would
drive
not.
Back. Drive back. Right that. Like that. Yeah. Okay.
So, I'd like to do a short little seg. If I may, and go a little bit. I know we usually talk about the Real Housewives of Potomac on here, but I just want to, you know, send some love to Nene and on the passing of her husband that just happened recently. And I am very sad to hear that. So it was colon cancer, I believe, that he had. And so y'all, stay healthy. Go get checked out. Don't wait till it's too late. Catch it early.
Yes. It is very, very sad. Greg Leakes passed away. And we know he had been battling it. He battled it 3 years ago, he went into remission. And I know that Nene had shared maybe about 6 months ago that the cancer was back. We didn't know how bad it was. And it is like really sad. For me, that's like my dad died of colon cancer. And for, you know, for me, I am at the age where I actually need to meet with my doctor to schedule a colonoscopy because, you know, being as though it's so close, in the genealogy that, you know, I need to make sure that I'm on top of it. And they say it's one of the most preventable cancers. And so it is just really, really sad. Greg has been almost like a godfather to us through all of the mess of the Nene leaks of just her, whatever. Greg's always been that kind of, you know, stable, God fearing, family loving man that everyone, no matter if you didn't like Nene, no matter what, you had to like love Greg.
Was like a star, A+. House husband, you know, like one of the very first ones, and he'd been there and it really showed, you know, how it affects people's relationships and, you know, how he struggled with it and they grew apart and then together. And so he will be missed, and you guys take care of yourselves and love each other. So yes. I'm just going to stop there. I ain't good with emotions.
Yeah, no, it's, there's just a lot of people are being super critical on Nene. You know, she has the Lanithia Lounge, and, she was back to work the other night at the lounge, and a lot of people in the comments were like, oh, she needs to sit down. Like, you can't tell anybody how to grieve. Okay. Some people, when they grieve, they die. They put themselves right back into work. You don't know. She could have been mourning the loss of Greg throughout this whole process. So it's like, I hate seeing those comments of like saying like, oh, she's doing too, like, no, you cannot tell someone how to grieve. You can't tell, like, you have to let them do it on their own. And if she's got a business to run, she's still got bills to be paid. And if you want to dive yourself back into work, you want to keep yourself busy so that you aren't sad all the time, you got to do what's best for you. And, you know, here on this podcast, I'm all about self-care, and I'm all about, you know, taking your time. And grief comes in stages, you know, so it's whatever Nene chooses to do here on the Purple Pants podcast. You know, we support her, and we are absolutely sending our condolences to the Leakes family, to Brent, to Nene, to Bryce, to his other children. It's definitely a sad one. Loss is just something crazy. But you know, it's really sad. And, I've seen it, and I've been like watching all of her posts and kind of like, you know, she's been every year, she always hosts this holiday party. And she gets singers to sing. They like favorite songs. And like, you know, the last couple of days, she's been posting, clips from like at the Lanithia Lounge and from like their holiday parties of like Kiki Wyatt singing and Greg, like her. It's just, so it's just important to cherish times, cherish your loved ones. You never know. And that's why you got to treat every day like it's last, and, you know, give grace to people. Sometimes we get mad at people, and like, you know, sometimes you don't know what people are going through, and you don't know if that's going to be the last time that you'll speak or to see with someone. So it's always try to lend grace and love.
So I'll tell you that I am very thankful to be here, and I am really looking forward to the next time that we get together and talk about Real Housewives of Potomac and life in general. I love talking to you and interacting with the Purple Pants Posse. Yes. So thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course. Before we go, where can the people follow you at? Where can they see you at? If they want to watch your episode, what's the name of the episode on HGTV?
Yes. So my episode of House Hunters is on demand on HGTV, wherever you get your service. And it is season 204, episode 11, Renos, Roommates, and Real Estate in Chicago. So it's me and my husband, my two cutie little booty kids, girl giving full sass, and boy is just so cute. So, watch it. And I am on Instagram and Twitter, JTIA PhD, Jatia PhD, and thank you so much for having me. I love to hear from the posse. So let me know what you thought about this episode, what you thought about Bryce. He wrong. Tell him stop playing all that damn music all the time too, right? Bye, y'all.
Bye. Drive back. Stream.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Puh, I said it's a puh,
I said it's a puh, I said it's a purple pants premonition. And keeping the menu rolling, we are back this month. September has sprung. Well, I don't really know September spring. It's more like September roll around.
Okay, and she slid on in.
She slid on in. And we are here welcoming her in our bosom. And we can't start a month without our purple pants premonition. So welcome to the podcast, Gigi, a.k.a. Gangster to the Govery.
Yeah, y'all know I had to come back for the month of September. Listen, when has it been a month that you haven't had me? If you don't have me at the beginning of your month, is it really your month? Okay.
Oh. That's a good question. Okay. I'm going to ask that to my bills. Time. I decide not to pay. Listen, Gigi did not come on at the beginning of the month, so okay. I'm technically still in the last month where my balance is to date.
Okay, listen, so that means that until the new month starts, you ain't got to worry about paying your rent. Don't tell nobody. So don't tell your landlord Gigi said that, because I don't need you getting in trouble on okay. my behalf. Okay, listen, because I ain't got it for you, baby.
I don't got a cot okay. or a pillow.
not a futon, no nothing, okay? So you have to miss me with that. No, I'm just playing. But no, it's so good to be back. It's so good to be back in the house with, you know, the Purple Pants posse. You feel what I'm saying? We coming into September. You know, it's a new month. We got, listen, Survivor about to be back on the air and everything like that. It's a beautiful month, okay? Been waiting for a long time.
Long time. It's the melanin for me, though.
Okay, listen, it's given very, very many shades, and I'm loving it. I'm loving the diversity of the cast, because, you know, I already started looking into it and everything like that. So September is bringing a lot of, you know, exciting new energy, but also things that we already know that we've dealt with, and it's given us a new opportunity to try again. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know about you, baby boy over there. Was your August given chaos and, you know, craziness all over the place? Because I felt like it was a very wild August.
It felt like a mad dash to get everything I wanted to get in for the summer. So definitely chaotic towards the end, for sure.
Yes, I feel a lot of the same way. I feel like it's been more of we know things are changing. We know that we're adapting to like these new realities we're having to live in. And it just feels like everything is just going so fast, and we're trying to like keep up with everything, right? Everything is just moving. It's like I turned around and August is over. You feel what I mean? Like, and now we all the way in September, and it's like, dang, is this still 2021? This year has flown.
Listen. And in the spirit of chaoticness and keeping order, before we get into this week's forecast, you want to break down what the Purple Pants premonitions are to somebody that might be new to the podcast in September? Welcome.
Okay, absolutely. Listen, I don't want you guys going out there like, what is he even talking about? How can I take advantage of this in my life? Where is it going? So let me break it down for you. This is essentially a little energetic reading for what we can expect in the month of September. What I'm here to provide is a couple of different tarot cards, maybe a little oracle card for some advice if I'm feeling that way, to help us think about what have we been experiencing in our most recent past, what are we focused on in the present as far as the month of September is concerned, and if you take this advice, what does your future look like as long as you are staying focused on your specific goals? This is just a little bit of like those guardrails for your life, so you can notice, hey, Gigi had told me about paying attention to XYZ, so I can make sure that I do this, and then your life will be, you know, on the straight and narrow the best way that it possibly can be. So I'm just here to offer you a little guidance as we go into this month of September. So Bryce, you ready over there? You ready for this tea, honey?
Yes, I'm ready. But before we even get to that, just let the people know your credentials. Let them know what you are.
Oh, okay.
Who you are. Who you be. Okay, listen. It's the introduction into September. Okay.
Listen, you said, listen, let the girls know what you really do, what you about. Run them the tea.
Run the receipts for the girls that are trying to return something. Listen, we don't return anything without a receipt. But if you have a receipt, listen.
Then we can talk about it, but I'm going to give you all the receipts.
We can talk about it.
No, my name is Gangsta Guri, Gary DeAndre, as some people may know me. I am a healer, educator, writer based out of Brooklyn, New York. My primary focus is on spiritual awareness and how we can actualize the vibrations of ourselves in this day and in this age. So I'm here to provide a lot of, you know, just like life advice, you know, life guidance. I'm kind of like your woo best friend that knows a little bit about the astrology and stuff like that that's going on in the world. You may have seen me on BuzzFeed. You may have seen me in Style Magazine. You may have seen me in Oprah Magazine. Listen, which is Oprah Daily right now, because you know Oprah had a little, you know, a little revamp and stuff like that. You may have seen me in Vogue. Like I've been all around recently. Or you may have seen my most recent I was a part of the Boundary Collection with Color Block, which is an organization that focuses on literary publications for Black and queer people and trans people of color. So listen, you may have seen me all over the world.
Listen, the receipts were dropped, okay?
Okay, you said dropped receipts. I had to bring all the tea.
Let the girls know we in Vogue, honey. But listen, I felt like you left out one credential. I feel like the girls don't know that you the sole survivor. Word on the block. Okay.
Yes, that is actually very true. I am the, and I recently just had to pass off my crown. But I'm the season 3 winner of Survivor Blood versus Water, Survivor New York Blood versus Water.
If you have not clarified, they was like, wait a minute, Survivor Blood versus Water.
Okay,
you Jeremy Collins.
Nah, I am not that black man. Not that black man. No, I played a fan version of Survivor based in New York. So if you guys haven't heard of it before, please go check it out on YouTube. And you can see my, as I like to call it, my kill bill to the crown, because that's what it was given. So you just have to get into that. Okay. But yeah, so I do all the do, and I know a little bit, you know, a couple things. And I'm here to provide you guys just a little bit of guidance. Thank you, Bryce, for allowing me to have, you know, some fun sharing myself with the community. And I wanted to go ahead and let you guys know that, you know, we are still in this theme of change. I don't know if you guys are aware, but in numerology, the year 2021 breaks down to the number 5. And in numerology, the number 5 is representative of transformation. It's representative of change. It's representative of creative endeavors and creative opportunities that allow us to shift into these new realities, right? So if you think about all of the things that have been happening this year, transpiring through this year, you've noticed a lot of things that you may have used to do, you don't do anymore. Maybe people you used to hang out with, you don't hang out with them anymore. Maybe you moved recently. Maybe you've switched jobs. Like all of these things are representative of this energy of this 5 year, which is change. And we recently just went through the Lionsgate portal on August 8th. I think it spanned all the way to about August 13th. So this was a lot of that change that we had been experiencing was happening like at a faster rate. And I feel like we are all trying to basically just like regather our wigs from this summer. This summer has been very, very difficult for most people. A lot of people have been feeling a lot of stress, a lot of overwhelm. It's a lot happening globally. So this is just a theme that is kind of like latent in our lives as we step into the month of September. What's important for us to remember is we are coming from, you know, dealing with a lot of these situations that have caused us heartbreak, that have caused us, you know, overwhelm, that have caused us, you know, to feel like we are not connected to ourselves. And in our upcoming, you know, future, the Three of Swords is coming up in reverse. And this is all representative of releasing pain. This is representative of us healing our hearts, healing our souls, allowing ourselves to know that, you know, change is not easy at all, but it always begets something that's positive on the back end for us. Bryce, you had something to say to that?
No, I just, change is hard. Sometimes we fight change, and the more we fight it, the more hard that it, for me, it seems. And then when I realize, it's like, just let go, let it happen.
Okay.
You know.
And sometimes we're real hard-headed when it comes to the theme of change, because it's just like we feel like we have to be in control of what the change looks like. And, you know, the universe is running on its own little universal time. So it's important for us to remember that we are stepping into this month of allowing ourselves forgiveness. Do you need to forgive yourself for what you thought you would do this summer, or what you thought, you know, you would be able to like get into, or maybe there was something you were planning for like the month of September or like beyond that's not actually happening. You had to pivot. Or maybe there's somebody in your life that you just need to forgive as a whole. This is what's going to be coming up throughout the first 2 weeks of the month of September. But it's important for us to remember that broken hearts mend with time. You are given this time to mourn your losses and let go and move on. So what are you letting go of? What are you moving on from? How are you? Because, you know, just because you're being told to move on does not mean that the past is still going, you know, it's not just going to disappear. The past may still come up. You know what I mean? It's all about how you deal with it in the present. So as we're coming to this most present moment, as you are stepping into the month of September, your major theme is all balance, okay? And if something feels imbalanced, why does it feel that way? I want you to ask yourself this question. If I'm feeling very imbalanced in my spirit, is this because this does not resonate with me anymore? This environment doesn't resonate with me anymore. Maybe I just don't have the same energy that I need to, and I need to go home and like rest, rejuvenate, relax. It's all about you figuring out how to make sure things are on proper scales for you, so that way you don't feel like you're giving way too much and then not leaving enough for yourself to fill your well, fill your cup. I'll give you an example, because I love, you know, real life examples. Let's say, you know, you used to be a concert girl, a party girl. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you like to be out in the streets and stuff like that. But because of everything that's been happening, you know, with COVID, it's shifted your reality as far as like how many people you want to be around. Maybe just like the types of environments you feel comfortable being in. And it's like, that's okay. You know what works for you. You know how many people you feel comfortable being around. Maybe it's like, you know, music energy has changed. It's all about you figuring out, where are you today? And how do you allow yourself to always know that you're striving for that balance once again, striving for those laws of karma to really just like rebalance itself out again. Another thing that I want to put out there is, if you're dealing with any sort of legal troubles, this may be a time where you are having to make sure that you're weighing all perspectives and figuring out what the root cause of whatever issues are. Okay. This is a moment for you to get other people invested in the help or the other people invested, so that way they can assist you with whatever goals you have, you know, for maybe your taxes. You still got to get done. Maybe you got to pay some stuff off. Like, this is a moment where it's just like, get those things in order, because we don't want no drama when it comes to the tax people and stuff like that, okay? Because they will try it. They've tried it with me before, and we don't need them trying it with you. But it's very important for you to be honest with yourself. If you feel like you've done best with whatever situation may be coming up in the month of September, go ahead and know that you've done the best that you can. Take it and file it under lessons learned. So I want you to think about any situations, any people, any events in your life that may have felt unfair recently. And if you're seeking to blame anyone who could be held accountable, maybe it's you that has to take some blame for some things, or quote unquote, it's not blaming yourself, it's just taking accountability. And it's like, what do you want your new life to look like? And are you ready to do the work that comes along with it? You know, we struggle to heal sometimes. Like, healing is a life journey. And it's important for you to take a step back to remind yourself, like, okay, I have to be gentle. I have to give myself some time to move through and take, you know, accountability for the new things that I'm wanting to have in my life. And maybe if I want to, you know, see something new taking place in my reality, what's the work that I have to do in order to get there? And keep in mind that you can't do this with yourself, or do this by yourself. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that resonates with me a lot. And even before we started this, someone had like emailed me from my past. They had like read an article about something, and they were like reaching out to get in contact with me. And I was like, they're like, hey, I knew Bryce and like his brother. And I'm like looking at the name, and I'm like, I don't remember who this is. Then I remembered who it was, and just I automatically went back to like elementary school Bryce, and I was like, ooh, this person was like not friendly to me. And for me, that just like it just when you say like, you know, healing is a process. And I think that a lot of the times we try to heal ourselves in the place in which we were at now. And mm-hmm. I think that it's important to like sometimes we need to heal that inner child.
Yes.
And just in that like moment, I was thinking like, oh, that person was like mean to me. First of all, bitch, that's like 20 years ago.
Right.
And like, you know, I have to, it's so weird because it's like I have to bounce back and forth. Like I need to tend to young Brycey, but I also have to be adult Brycey mm-hmm. and be like, you cannot hold someone accountable for their past actions as a child. And you need to meet that person with grace and love. And you also need to like go back and actually like check in on that young Brycey and be like, you know, you people were mean. Yes. Mm-hmm. People like, but you have to allow that. You have to allow that healing process. So it's definitely yes. such a complicated thing for me. But it definitely it resonates with me a lot.
Yes. And I also want to say one of the lessons that I learned this year that you brought up when you said that you can't let your inner child make adult decisions.
Mm.
And that is
yes. something
that I had heard, I want to say like a couple of months ago, and it stuck with me because a lot of the times, like in my mind, this is where I'm just like functioning in like who I used to be or like how I used to act. And it's like, that does not resonate with where I am like in this day and in this age. And I can't let my past trauma and my past pain make decisions for me today. You feel what I'm saying? Like they
right.
can inform the decision, but that doesn't mean that they have to be the only factor that goes into decision making and how I respond to people and how I show up as my most authentic self, because that's always changing. You feel what I'm saying? And it's just like, I want to be the most holistic, upgraded adult version of myself. And even though I do listen to, you know, because I call my, that's Peanut. That's my mom used to call me growing up. Little Gary, little DeAndre. So it's like, I have to talk to my inner Peanut and be like, you know, Peanut, like you cannot let yourself get caught up in the negativity, what you think other people may be saying about you or believing about you. If you don't believe that about yourself, you get to, you know what I'm saying? You get to be grown and get to be strong. You get to stand up as your true full blue self today. You feel what I'm saying? Like this
yes.
is not who you were when you were 10 or 11. So that's
yes.
super important. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I love that you said that because that goes perfectly into our last card, which as long as you remind yourself to stay in the guise of the Hierophant. So whenever the Hierophant shows up for me in this future position, it represents teaching. It represents learning. It represents being part of something that makes you feel a part of something. You know what I'm saying? It reminds me of the type of people who are looking to learn and looking to like, you know, it's time to go back to school. Like it's back to school time. You know, the kiddies back in school, they get on the yellow school bus and stuff like that. And you know that they're going to learn. They're going to step into their new year and take advantage of the lessons that are coming their way. And if you think about this season as a time where you are taking advantage of the lessons that are coming your way, some people may be out there looking for a mentor. Like if there's a skill that you are trying to learn or step into a little bit more, this may be a great time for you to ask somebody else for help. You are not made to do this alone. It's time for you to figure out what traditions work well for you or what type of traditions are you wanting to create and stay woke. This is a time for you to honor those traditions in your life because those are the things that help you to feel grounded and help you to feel even more connected to yourself. What rituals do you create for yourself in your daily reality? Like when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Before you go to bed, what do you do? Do you have people that you talk to regularly, you know, throughout your month, you know, because you can't talk to everybody every week and stuff like that. Maybe you do have some people to talk to every day. Are they a part of your life that help you to keep yourself afloat in the midst of all of this, you know, releasing pain and all of this heartbreak healing that you are in the midst of? And this is how you keep yourself grounded. It's also important for you to remember that with the Hierophant, it talks about working in groups. It talks about, you know, broadening your scope and expanding your knowledge in conjunction with other people. So this is a time for you to figure out who you work well with and who do you want to grow alongside in this season of your life. I think about, you know, the month of September because I think about my life in quarters or the, you know, the years in quarters. So I'm like, okay, we're getting ready to come closer to the end of quarter three. So what am I, you know, closing out certain chapters with as we are coming forth with the new moon in Virgo, which is going to be happening on the 6th of September. We have a full moon that's coming on September 20th. So it's like by the the time you get to the middle slash end of September, I want you to think about what you are preparing to step into the last quarter of 2021. What inspiration do you have for yourself? How are you finding your personal power? How are you allowing yourself to analyze your health, your career, your relationships in a positive manner? So that way, you know that whatever's coming your way, you're ready to do because you've done the work. You have the people around you to support you to your success, and everything's coming up roses. So overall, this is a month for you to really focus on healing your heart, opening yourself up to people around you in a way that you may not be accustomed to opening yourself up to them, and find that balance once again. You know what I mean? Like, find the way that you feel most secure and most loving bringing yourself to other people around you. Okay?
Yes.
So the month of September. No, we ain't talking about August no more. Month of September is sounding very grounding, and I mean, it is an Earth sign. We are in Virgo season officially. So you know, Virgo energy is very like analytical. It's also very likes to be very stable. If you think about any type of Virgo, shout out to all the Virgo folks out there. Y'all always knock out you know, your plans very, very well. And you're always very focused on your goals. So thank you all for that grounding energy you're bringing into the season, because the summer was very, very hot and I'm over it. Okay.
Child, well, you gonna be over the snow too, so pick a side. Listen, what do you want?
I would like fall, please. Okay, like I would like the fall, you know, when the leaves is changing and everything like that. It's a nice cool breeze. That's what I'm waiting for. So I would like to get into that, and then we could talk about snow when it gets to that time. But you going too fast for me. We've already gone through two steps. Right, listen, slow down. We're trying to get through the fall.
Well, you the one that said the end quarter. I said the year over.
I mean, damn, there it is. I was about to say, the time you turn around, look at August, she flew by. It's about to be September, and then we're about to turn around. It's going to be November. It's going to be Thanksgiving, child. Right, but we're not going to flash forward too much to the future. We're just trying to be here in September today, okay?
Yeah. Yes, well, I receive it. I love it. Thank you so much, Gigi. Thank you, Peanut, for coming through with this amazing forecast, because it definitely speaks to me. Before we go, let the people know where they can follow you at, what you got cooking up over there, and your mystical, blessed realm.
Yes, thank you so much for asking. Well, you can find me on Instagram, on Twitter, at GangstaGurry, Gangsta with an A, because you know we don't do that ER Buster-ish over here, okay? Like, because we know how to spell gangster, because I'm a real gangster, okay? But you can find me on Twitter, you can find me on Instagram. Do have a Patreon, patreon.com/GangstaGurry, where I like to talk to, you know, people that subscribe to my work, share upcoming things that I may have going on. If you didn't hear, if you are not familiar, and you are, you know, a person of color, I recently just had a class where I was teaching how to interview your deck, along with some other wonderful spiritual practitioners, Ahime and Juju, where we talked about getting back to our roots, how to tap into our African spirituality. So check that out if you're interested. And in the month of September, I'm keeping it real low key. You know what I'm saying? Make sure my hair is did. Make sure, you know, my chest is right and everything like that. So I'm just going to be keeping it real close to the chest. But y'all should hear something from me closer to the month of October. So keep your eyes out for that.
Yes, and we will look forward for our October premonition. Who knows? Maybe there might be a Gigi and Bryce link up between now and then. We never know.
We never know.
Thank you so much. And listen, we will be, I'm about to say, well, yeah, we'll be with you soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hallelujah. Holla back.
Who's the freak? Who's the freak? Who's the freak of the week? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that freaky, freaky, freak? Who's the freak of the week? Might be me, might be you, might be.
And just like that, we are on to this week's Freak of the Week. Okay, listen, it ain't even no introduction. It should come to you as no surprise. CBS has announced the cast of Survivor 41. Okay, we all can scream. Okay, Survivor is back. And baby, I have to tip my hat off to CBS. Okay, because looking at the cast of Survivor 41, ooh, the colors in there. Baby, the colors is all through through and out. It has to be Survivor's most diverse cast, and I am so excited. It's a cast that I could look at and say, oh my God, this is a cast I could be successful on. This is a cast I could see myself in. And I just think about all of the other melanated people out there that are going to be watching the season, that can see themselves, that can see representation. Because listen, you know, on this podcast, okay, representation matters. So I have to give the cast of Survivor Season 41 Freak of the Week, baby. I am so excited to watch the season. Listen, Survivor is back, baby. Okay, I can't wait to cover it on Survivor News. I am so excited. Okay, what I'm even more excited about is, you know, It's a Look. It's coming. I've only seen the cast photo, okay? There are select members of the cast that I follow just randomly. You know, I got to follow more of them. I got to get into it, but I'm waiting for the official It's a Look with Robert and your baby boy, Bryce Isaiah, for me to really dive deep into the cast. But from what I can see from the cast photo, I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm just so excited. Survivor is back. Okay. We didn't want a whole year without Survivor. I don't know what I done did, but it's back. Okay. And you guys can join Bryson Wynn Presents The Return. If you got your tickets, I will see you at the party. Okay. And if not, it's some left. Y'all better get on the computers and get it. I am so honored and privileged to have been a part of the change. You know, there's a lot of things in life that we see, that we comment about, that we're like, oh my God, why they ain't do this? Why they ain't do that? But you know, we spoke out. You know what? We met with CBS, a lot of the survivors, myself, Jatia, Ramona, Jamal, Julia, Sabrina, Wendell, and we had a meeting with Survivor, and they heard us, and they said, how can we make it better? And we laid out action plans as to how they can make it better. And again, I have to tip my hat off to CBS Survivor, because they is doing the damn thing with that season. I don't even know what the season giving, but I know it's going to be some fire, okay? I'm ready to drink, I'm ready to cuss, I'm ready to scream, okay? I mean, from the cast photos, I saw a couple of zaddies. I don't know. But yes, if the cast of Survivor Season 41 is the freak of the week, that means we are coming to a close of another amazing episode. Purple Pants Posse, you know I love you for life. Thank you so much for always supporting your baby boy, tuning in, listening to the craziness that is Bryce Isaiah. I so appreciate you. But listen, if you have not already, please make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever it is that you get your podcasts from, baby. We are there. Okay, you know my Uncle Pookie. He's riding around Philly. You can get the subscription out of his trunk. Make sure you write a review. Make sure you give your baby boy some 5 stars. And make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that
it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.